The ocean is calm, yet playful. Its undulating waves slap enthusiastically against the side of the shimmering white boat, transporting you to your destination. Ruffles of foam trail behind as the modest vessel caresses the water's surface. This part of the world tends to have some of the strongest winds. Today, however, a pleasant, light breeze is just gently pushing your sailboat onward. To your right, the sky and water seem to fuse into one. The parallel shades of blue are so alike that they inspire thoughts of infinity. For a moment, you forget about the horizon. But it's out there, of course. In the opposite direction, the deep waters divide and make room for an island. From far away, the land looks quite flat. Yet, as you sail closer, you begin to see grassy slopes, the outline of ancient volcanoes, and steep cliffs that surge straight out of the ocean. Along the island's rugged edges, birds are flying up and down in long, carefree loops. Like heralds at a castle's gate, their cheerful squawks announce your arrival. You smile, enjoying their warm welcome. Nestled between the cliffs, there's a small bay, shaped like an arch. This is where our tour begins, your captain says with a beam of excitement. He is a short man with kind eyes and a warm, soothing voice. His ancestors, of Polynesian origin, came to this island thousands of years ago. Where the water meets the land, there's a striking contrast. The white, bubbly waves wash over the dark, rocky soil. It's a beautiful reminder of the island's volcanic origin, you think. The thin stretch of rugged terrain connects you to the island's mainland. Here, the surface is covered by low vegetation. Pure green and a freshness that you can almost smell. The bay has a small pier that looks just as old as the island itself. There are no boats anchored here, but this is about to change. Your captain eases up to the wooden platform, masterfully using the sails to guide the boat in. Once it's securely docked, you disembark and make your way onto solid ground. "Welcome to Easter Island," your captain exclaims with pride. He is ready to introduce you to a culture that's still a mystery to many. He explains that Easter Island was first inhabited by Rapa Nui people. The statues they created are called Moai, and they are a trademark of the island and its people. They represent ancestors and the connection to the spiritual world. As he speaks, you look around and notice some of the island's idols proudly ornamenting the bay. At a stone's throw from the pier lies a structure with 15 Moai statues. They are lined up with their backs to the ocean, facing the quiet, Green Island. This is one of the most important monuments in Polynesia. In ancient times, these majestic stone giants watched over a small village that was built in front of them. It is said that the ancestral islanders believed they were the only inhabitants of planet Earth. And standing here, surrounded only by blue, you can see why.